Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we go to the last of the fourth inning here. The Red Sox have a 4-2 lead, hoping to expand it. They have three home runs in the first inning, accounting for four runs. And we are joined by a very special guest, the Commissioner of Baseball, Commissioner Rob Manfred. And Commissioner, you're all smiles. This has been a rousing success here in London.
Well, you know, we are really pleased with the way it's gone. Obviously, we've had great crowds, great weather. Fans really engaged with the game. I think, you know, it wasn't your average Major League Baseball game, but I think last night was very entertaining for the fans. And, you know, we're thrilled that it's gone well.
Ball one to Christian Vasquez, who homered in the first inning. Well, every seat was sold. Record crowd, biggest crowd in baseball since 2003. Yesterday, and similar today, it appears.
Yeah, you know, it's great. It's not only a big crowd, it was an early arriving crowd.
And a pop up to the right side, caught by the second baseman Torres for the out.
And they stayed late. We were talking about maybe because they're used to cricket, but, you know, it's almost a 4 hour and 45 minute game, and at the very end, the vast majority of the seats were filled. We were wondering what the response would be to wake up this morning, read the Sunday Times, and the headline was a major hit in London. Yankees and Red Sox serve up a late night thriller at London Stadium. That had to make you smile when you read that this morning.
It did make me smile. The local coverage was, you know, almost uniformly positive. Obviously, the Duke and Duchess showing up was a really nice addition for us. It was just a great night all the way around.
Jackie grounds one into the shift, a diving stab by Gregorius, but it popped out of his glove, so Jackie reaches with an infield hit. One on, one out in the second, and Nunez coming up. Indeed, and next year it's going to be the Cubs and Cardinals, so more traditional rivalry.
Yeah, well, look, this is our first foray into Europe. We thought it was really important to bring our big rivals, to get people excited about the games. And, you know, obviously Yankee, Red Sox, Cubs, Cardinals, we're doing okay in terms of rivalries. So that's good news. And, you know, hats off to the Yankees and the Red Sox for agreeing to do it. Really great for Major League Baseball and great for the growth of the game.
Go to first and the Jackie bag standing. And I don't think many of us realize there are 20 current players in the professional baseball organizations European born. Huh?
Right. You know, there's more play in Europe than people realize. The Yankees actually did a nice event with a London baseball club on Thursday afternoon. They have four levels of adult play, you know, different skill levels of adult play, and a youth program that goes all the way from 6 years old to 18 U's. Really good. There were about 120 kids that showed up for the event, and I think they had three or four Hall of Famers there with them, so it was great.
So, yeah. Mr. Commissioner, what is the hope to come out of events like this, and Cubs Cardinals as well? What do you envision is, what's the dream here that you envision taking place?
Well, we would like to have a sustained presence in Europe. You know, come here on a regular basis. We love London. We're coming back to London next year. We'd like London to be part of our program, but we'd like to play some other places in Europe as well. We think there's a great economic opportunity for Major League Baseball to really grow in this market. And we think as we bring games here, you're going to get more play by young people, which is ultimately, you know, one of our goals.
1-1, the count to Nunez with a runner at first and one out. Sessa throws over there. He's back standing safely. I suppose the most difficult thing is making a stadium baseball applicable.
Yeah, well, facilities are difficult. The stadium here has been the best partner to us. They went out of their way. They constructed two really great-looking major league quality clubhouses on a track, you know, which is no mean feat.
Drive to center field. Hicks started back, comes in to make the catch for the second out. Two down.
And, you know, hats off to Murray Cook, our field expert, with what he's done with the actual playing surface. I'm sure you probably said this on the broadcast already, but we actually, the infield dirt, we actually imported from Pennsylvania. You know, we had to buy the artificial surface in order to not disrupt the soccer pitch underneath. And I think it turned out to be a really playable major league quality facility.
Two down for Travis, who single to center in the second inning. 4-2 Red Sox in the last of the fourth. And he tops a grounder foul over by the third base dugout.
By the way, if you're thinking about various places in Europe, can I put in a big vote for Italy?
Yes.
I mean, anywhere, Mr. Italy. Commissioner, Italy, that'd be a great stop for the next one.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Italy as well. You know, like, you know what? You make the right point, though. The challenge for us is facilities. And, you know, baseball is an odd-shaped field when you think about other sports that are played outdoors, and you have to find the right place where it can be configured in order to, you know, play a major league game.
Did it help here because this was an Olympic stadium with the track around it?
Yeah, Sean, you got it 100% right. I think had it not originally been the Olympic facility, most of the facilities that are originally built for football, or as we call it, soccer, very hard to do a baseball field.
Well, they had the runner picked off, now in a pickle, and Jackie dies, and they throw it away. It goes into that expansive foul ground, and Jackie's going to make second base. Well, if he had him picked off, I think it continued to second, he probably would have made it, but he stopped. And then the throw from Gregorius or Torres went way past the first baseman, LeMahieu, and Jackie takes second. Fans got a kick out of that. A lot of action in that brief exchange. A base running mistake turns into a man in scoring position for the Red Sox. They flash error on the scoreboard.
Probably on the throw. I think Jackie helped influence that play. Kind of went to a stop and go move as he was running back to first. He hesitated as if he was going to stop, and then he picked it back up again and sped into first and forced a more hurried throw than there might have been.
Well, Travis with a 1-1 count as an RBI opportunity. Here's the pitch, and he swings and grounds a foul off the catcher's equipment, rolling to the right.
Well, I believe that's the first error of this series, so now the fans here in Europe have seen an error.
Yeah.
To add to everything that they saw last night, there wasn't much that they missed.
You know,
they
did a really difficult thing with me on British television earlier today. They were picking baseball terms and saying you have one sentence to explain what it is.
Good luck.
Were you able to do that with the infield fly rule?
No. No, I mean, even some of the ones that we take for granted are not that easy.
That's
when,
right.
You know, you have no base of knowledge. But, you know, hats off to our London office here. One of the things that they've done with people in the stands so they can follow along better is giving them headsets for the radio so that, you know, they do have some narration going
right
along if they're not familiar with the game. I think has increased the enjoyment of the fans.
Yeah, they've done a good job with, you know, tutelage as well up on the big boards explaining
right
what an error is, what a double means.
Yeah, they showed a bunt. It says this is a sacrifice or a bump and run.
Yeah.
The pitch, swing and a miss. He got him to retire the side. Commissioner Manfred, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
You.
Congratulations on this very successful venture. So after four, it's 4-2 Red Sox in the Shaws and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.